Welcome to our first Wednesday Wisdom episode. So you know what it's like. You have this great idea. You're super inspired. You're so excited about it. And then tomorrow comes and you do absolutely nothing on it. And a month goes by, a couple months or a year, and someone else, you find out, has done it before you. On today's episode, we're going to talk about the importance of keeping focus and a couple of ways on how to do that. So there's this really cool podcast called The Side Hustle Show with Nick Loper. Definitely check it out. It's about these people that start little side gigs or side hustles, and it turns into something amazing. You know, maybe they make a few hundred or a thousand extra dollars a month, or maybe it becomes a new career. All these people with crazy ideas. You know, some of them are buying websites and optimizing the ads so that it pays for itself real quick, or they're buying houses with no money, quote unquote. Or it's, you know, that he has a guy that just sharpens knives and how he got started with that. Guy that rents out bouncy castles. You know, he literally has hundreds of people on. If you want to get inspired and get ideas for what you can do on the side, check it out. It's awesome. I still listen to it, but so much less than I used to. Because here's the problem with the Side Hustle Show. Nick Loper, this is for you. It's exhausting. I get all these wonderful and amazing ideas, and I want to try them all. I'm like a kid in a candy shop. I want to try everything. And what I've learned the hard way is if you try everything, you get nothing. Or as the Russians used to say, he who chases two rabbits catches neither. You know, you've got to learn to focus on one project at a time. And I used to try to do all these different things and ultimately just spun my wheels and went nowhere. And maybe you're there too. You have all these cool ideas, and then you just don't do anything with them, partly because you're overwhelmed because you have so many cool ideas. Well, there's this idea in Christianity about the Mount of Transfiguration. And basically, in the middle of Jesus' ministry, he takes his closest disciples, and he goes up on a mountain to pray, and they have this vision of him. Jesus is there on top of the mountain with two Old Testament prophets, and he's transfigured, he's glorified in front of them. And then they have to come down from the mountain. And that's exactly what we have to do. We have to learn to live in the valley of, you know, everyday life while remembering the vision we have on the mountain. And I find it so hard to do. I'll get excited about something, and then within a week, I'm on to my next great idea, having done and learned nothing. Well, having done this a lot, I have a couple of tips and suggestions about how to actually get started on something if it's something you want to do. Okay, and step one is finding out if it's something you really want to do. Find out on the mountain if it's worth doing. And remember that. Right? And don't just say, is it worth doing? Because every good idea is worth doing. Don't ask yourself that question. Ask yourself, is it better than my other options? Right? Any good idea, hopefully, anything that can inspire you is good and worth doing. The question isn't that. The question is it better than other things that I could try? Take some time while you feel inspired. Take some time to answer that. And also remember, it's important to remember, when you try something, it doesn't work out, it's not wasted. If you really tried something and it just didn't work out, you learned a lot. People say, and I think it's true, you learn more from your failures than your success. And it's not some glib thing. Every successful person has failed more times than most people have tried. Okay, and that's why they're successful. So when you try something, go in with a win-win attitude. If I fail, I've learned, I've won. If I succeed, well, I've succeeded and I won. But decide on the mountaintop when you feel inspired, when you can see all the good points, when you can determine if it's better than your other options. Decide if you really want to do it. And sometimes you're going to say, you know what, this is not the right time. Or actually, now that I think about it a little bit more, it's not really feasible. It's not my thing. And if that's the case, move on. There's ideas are a dime a dozen. So don't get hung up if it turns out not to be as good as you thought, at first glance. But the first thing, decide on the mountain if it's worth doing. Second thing, just pick the easiest step and start. Okay. You're not going to go from 0 to 60. You're going to start really small. So, the first day you start a new project, pick the easiest thing and give yourself permission, something that'll take you literally 1 minute. Maybe it's just Googling something on the field you want to go into. Google it, read an article, and stop. That's okay. Probably what's going to happen is you Google it, and they're like, well, that's cool, and then you'll keep Googling, and then you'll keep learning more, and you'll figure out the next thing to do. But give yourself permission to stop. Because psychologically, when we have that permission, we're actually more likely to do that thing. The next thing I like to do is in your planner, and I have a great planner if you need a suggestion or want one. In your planner, write out a schedule for what you are going to accomplish each day. So first thing you have to do is break down the task into a lot of small parts. Like, for instance, I'm looking into becoming an insurance adjuster. I'm not going to go from working at Domino's to being an insurance adjuster in a week. I'm going to have to Google where do insurance adjusters work? Who is hiring in my area? What is an insurance adjuster? What are the basic things I need to know? And then I need to learn those things. I need to learn about adjuster licenses and how to get them and state requirements. There's a huge long list of, and then I have to work on my resume and cover letter, start applying, getting references. That's a lot. That's a big to-do list. If you have something you want to accomplish and it's way different than what you're doing now, like becoming an insurance adjuster when you just deliver pizzas, you need to break that down into small, digestible bites. Okay, don't try to swallow the whole elephant at once. So, and it makes it so much more doable too. Write out the simple little steps you need to take and how long it might take you to do each one, and then write it down in a planner. Schedule it out. Oh, actually, it turns out I've got 15 steps before I can really even start to apply with my resume and cover letter. Or, I'm going to have to study for an insurance adjuster license. Write out when you're going to do those things. And that way you can keep track if you're making progress or not. Because sometimes it feels like, oh, I'm making all this progress. I'm doing all this Google search. Hate to tell you, man, Google searches is not work. It's just the first thing. It doesn't really get you anywhere until you act on it. So write out in your planner the steps you need to take and when you take them so that you can track if you're actually making progress. If it's something this is a powerful tip. This next tip is a powerful tip. So only use it if you're really serious. If you have some long-term goal, like I use it for becoming a programmer and learning to code, but visualize yourself doing what you're trying to accomplish, and then write out an affirmation that you say each day. So, for instance, I, Daniel Finley, will become good enough at programming to get a job as a programmer. That's a big thing. That's to commit to. And when you say I, whatever your name is, will do this out loud to yourself, and you hear it, you raise the stakes so much, because now your ego is like, well, now I have to do it. Because if I don't, I'll let myself down. It's this weird thing. It shouldn't work, but it does. But when you visualize yourself doing something, it makes you more likely to do it. And when you tell yourself you're going to do something, it makes it way more likely you actually will. Even if in the beginning, it doesn't seem likely at all. It's weird how that works. Try it. But only try it on something you're serious about. Also know it's going to be hard. No matter what's going to be hard, and the first few steps you take, maybe they're easy. And that's one of my tips, actually. Start with the easy stuff, okay? Build some momentum, because momentum breeds momentum. So it's fine to take a couple of easy steps, but eventually it's going to get hard. You're going to hate it. It's going to be like, why did I do this? You're going to descend into the valley. And that's when you need to remember the mountaintop. So when you're inspired by something, write down why it inspires you. Write down how your life could be different if you achieved it. And then review it. When you're in the valley, review it. When everyday life does what everyday life does and crushes your soul, you need to have something that you've written, some vision you had on the mountaintop that you can refer back to that reminds you why you're willing to do the trudge. And for a lot of us, I think that's the step that's missing. You know, oh, we make some quick progress, that's nice and easy, and that's good. And then it actually gets hard and we give up. Write down, while you're on the mountaintop, when you make the decision to try something, why you're doing it. Why is your life better if you achieve it? And why is it worse if you don't? And always keep in mind, too, this is the last thing. There's a time for everything. There's a time to stop. Sometimes you lose interest, or it's not as great as you thought it was, and you found that out as you researched it, or now it's just not the right time. There's all kinds of reasons, good reasons, to stop something. There's bad reasons, too, but there's all kinds of good reasons to stop something. And if it was a good thing you set out to do, and you actually fully tried, then it wasn't wasted. Remember the win-win that we talked about in the beginning. You know, if you try something and you fail, you've learned, and that's a huge win. Most people that are successful because they've tried more things, well, because they failed at more things than any of us ever try. You know, that's a terrible way to say it, but they fail more than we try. And if you want to be successful, you're going to have to get used to failure. So it's okay to give up on something, you know, if now is not the right time or you have good reason to, that's okay. Just learn from it. Take something out of it. That way it's a win-win situation. If you fail at what you tried to do, you win because you've learned something. And if you've succeeded, well, you know, obviously you've won. So just, there is a time to stop. And if you reach that point, that's okay. Move on. Don't beat yourself up too much. So that was Wednesday Wisdom, the first episode. And I want to reiterate, at the beginning I talked about, you know, you have this amazing great idea. Sometimes amazing great ideas are really normal things, like trying to get an insurance adjuster job or trying to eat a little healthier. It doesn't matter if it's not going to change the world. If it's going to change your world, then it matters. So thanks for listening today. Also, I do have a really great daily planner that I will give you for free. If you contact me, just reach out at Confidence Crowd on Twitter. Twitter handles at Confidence Crowd, and my name on there is just getting started. Would love to hear from you. Have a good day, and go ahead and get started and get challenged.